Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This week, I'm beginning a series of podcasts about our pets, medications, and us. Beginning with some real basics, but important basics. Let's begin with the medications you get from your veterinarian. One thing you want to do is to make sure that you can clearly read and understand the directions regarding any medication you're being given. Sometimes veterinarians, like physicians, get caught up in jargon or shortcuts, or they're in a rush. And increasingly, in our electronic-dependent society, proficiency in handwriting sometimes goes down the toilet. So if you can't read the label, ask. Watch in particular for things like decimals. There's a difference between 5 and 0.5. There's a difference between 1 and 1/10 milligrams per pound. Make sure you know exactly what you're doing. Make sure you can read it. You know, the population's getting older. I'm well aware of this. And up-close vision might be more of a problem than distance vision. So if you can't read the marks on a little dropper, have someone who can put it some other, more obvious mark on that dropper than that fine little white line. If you have any questions at all about the medication that your animal is on, or what the prescription is exactly, how often, or how you're supposed to get it in your animal, or anything else, call your veterinarian. If you have your veterinarian phone in a prescription for you, when you pick it up, be sure to double check, because now there's another person involved in the process and another place where breakdowns in communication may occur. When you ask your veterinarian to phone in a prescription for you, or if your veterinarian does phone in a prescription for you, ask what the prescription will be for, the dosage, and how to give it, so you can double-check this when you pick up your prescription. Buying medications online can be problematic. You might not have any contact that you can call if something happens. If your animal, for example, gets a little bit of diarrhea. If you're not sure it's related to the medication or something else. Make sure you're giving the right medication to the right animal if you have more than one animal. Keep everybody's medication separate. Keep Fluffies in a box in one place, Snoopies in a box in a completely different place. So you'll have at least two reminders when you go to get the medication. One is the location, and the other is the box itself. Keep all medications together so that they don't get lost, or worse, that the animal doesn't find the medications and eat more than he or she should. You might say, why would they eat medications? Well, for the same reason that children do. Increasingly, medications are flavored to make taking medication palatable, a pleasurable experience. Consequently, if flavorful medications are left somewhere where the animal can get them, it's not surprising that some animals will consume more than they should, including toxic amounts. Another reason that animals will zero in on vials of medication is because if we're handling those vials or those containers or those bottles 2, maybe 3 times a day, those containers are going to carry our scent. A stressed animal who feels vulnerable because of illness will be attracted to that scent as a source of comfort. And so they might zero in not for the contents, but because of the container, and chew on the container. And in the process of chewing on the container, ingest some of the drug within. too much medication is as much a problem as too little. Medications in their place, given in the right amount, for the right problem at the right time, can be very beneficial for our humans and animals alike. But at the wrong time, or the wrong drug, in the wrong amount, can make pets and their people pretty doggone miserable.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.